אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
The Australian government has revoked the visa of the Israeli member of Knesset, Simcha Rothman, in a move that has ratcheted up diplomatic tensions with Israel. Simcha Rothman was planning to tour Australia at the invitation of the Australian Jewish Association, AJA, addressing Jewish communities in Canberra, Sydney and Melbourne. AJA CEO Gregory Robert says the visit aimed to support the Jewish community and address growing concerns about anti-Semitism.
He was going to be speaking to Jewish people inside Sydney. Synagogues, inside schools, to show solidarity about what Australian Jews are experiencing.
Australia denied entry to Mr. Rothman, fearing that he would use events to promote views and ideologies that could lead to division in the community. The Australian government considered Mr. Rothman to be a risk to social cohesion and the Islamic community in Australia following his alleged remarks branding children in Gaza as Israel's enemies. Speaking to SBS Hebrew, Mr. Rothman defended his remarks, adding that they are backed by facts known to the Australian government.
I heard even the Prime Minister of Australia understood that in the Palestinian Authority and of course in UNRWA schools they teach children to kill Jews. So it's something that even the Australian government already knows about. And also I said, but I did not said children are the enemy. I said the Gazans and Hamas are our enemies. They're being taught from age zero that they should kill all Jews. I said truth, I said reality. Everything that I said is backed up with data, some of it data that the Australian government knows about and even expressed some concern about.
He says the Australian government has caved to the pressure as his views enjoy widespread support in Israel.
The quotes that the Australian government mentioned in the letter they sent me are not about the things that are on dispute in Israel or anywhere else. It means actually that the Australian government is caving under the pressure of terror, not because something of substance.
Mr. Rothman opposes Palestinian statehood, a position he says is widely supported within the Israeli political realm and society.
Because I said that Israel is on the good side as Hamas is on the bad side, that the world should stand with the good against the evil, and that the Palestinian state is extremely dangerous for the state of Israel. And Israel should apply sovereignty. All of those issues is resolutions of the Knesset that were passed with the widest majority, with support of coalition and opposition, that Prime Minister Netanyahu voted with us.
Commenting on the visa cancellation, Dave Sharma, Liberal Senator and former Australian Ambassador to Israel, told Sky News Australia the government should grant visas to allies.
Prima facie, I would say that elected representatives from democratic nations, you know, liberal democracies with a friendly relations with Australia, the presumption should always be they are granted a visa, they are entitled to visit Australia, even if we don't always agree with their views.
Opposition leader Susan Lee argues the government is playing fast and loose with Australia's historically close ties with Israel. Following the visa cancellation, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar called the decision shameful in a post on X and accused the Albanese government of fueling anti-Semitism. He then announced a decision to revoke the visas of Australian representatives to the Palestinian Authority, a decision Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has called unjustified. The move has complicated Australia's efforts to help form a blueprint for statehood with local Palestinian politicians. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher has told the ABC it's a regrettable and poorly timed decision by Israel.
At a time when we need more diplomacy and more dialogue between countries, this is a disappointing decision. We're not, surprised necessarily by it. We saw similar steps taken against other countries, for example, Norway, when decision was taken about recognising Palestine. But our view is this is unjustified and, you know, we need more talk, more diplomacy, more channels in for discussion than we've needed before.
Minister for Home Affairs Tony Burke had this to say on ABC National Radio.
Strength is not measured by how many people you can blow up or how many children you can leave hungry. Strength is much better measured by exactly what Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has done.
Party lines are being increasingly split on the issue of Israel, with the coalition vowing to reverse the recognition of Palestinian statehood if they return to power. Nationals leader David Littleproud told Sky News that Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, who is responsible for the denial of visas, has threatened the foundations of the Australia-Israel relationship.
This is a worrying development that I think Tony Burke firstly needs to give the full list of reasons as to why this visa was cancelled, so that there is transparency for the Australian people. But ultimately, let's not sugarcoat it. The reality is it's because of the actions of this government that has recognised, wants to recognise a Palestinian state before they're ready.
But how precedented is the government's decision? Dr. Martin Keir is a lecturer in international relations at the University of Sydney and says revoking visas for people the government considers extremist political actors isn't new, and he sees it as broadly in alignment with the stated goal of pushing for a two-state solution to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Well, I think it's pretty consistent with what the government has done in the past. I mean, it's certainly rejected visas from other far-right figures. And I think it's consistent with its position on recognising a Palestinian state. I mean, this is a person who doesn't recognise Palestinians exist at all, and there should never be a Palestinian state. So I think it's the government's decision was consistent with its position that there's going to be a Palestinian state, and they reject efforts to prevent that.
Please note that we have reached out to the Home Affairs Secretary, Tony Burke's office, for a response to the developing story. And as soon as we receive a reply, we will include it in the next broadcast.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.